one of the traits of an entrepreneur and a successful business owner is the ability to adapt to the changes and to assume that just because something works today, that it's going to still be working, you know, a month from now or a year from now or, you know, 5 years from now is, I think, a recipe for disaster. So a couple things is that you need to kind of keep your eye on the future and where things are going to end up. And also, how do we adapt to how things are today?
Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. We are going to spend some time talking to you today about how to adapt to what's happening in the market right now, like how to find the opportunities in all of the uncertainty right now and how to spot the trends so that you can position yourself, your business, and your products and services to grow during this, what we might call a crazy time where no one really knows what the future holds. So anyway, if we can help, you know, share some suggestions and share a framework to help those of you who have been affected, you know, if your business has been affected, if you're seeing sales dry up or the product or service that you had doesn't seem to be in demand anymore and you need to pivot. I know it's certainly a case for a lot of the clients we've taken on over the past month or two is that we started working with them because they're in the middle of making a pivot of, like, instead of doing events in person, they're doing online courses, right? And just trying to find a way to serve their audience in a way that they weren't before because they didn't really have to. Nobody forced them to before. But now the market is basically forcing a lot of people to and a lot of businesses to adapt and to create different products or services, to market differently, to sell differently, to price differently. Like, lots of changes are happening. And those of us that can adapt will be the ones that survive and hopefully keep growing. Like, surviving, I think, is priority number one for a lot of businesses, but continuing to grow despite the uncertainty and despite the changes. Chuck, you've experienced more changes than I have. I mean that in a good way. Like, you've got the wisdom from having gone through some of this kind of stuff before, right? And being a part of several businesses, more than I've been a part of, and in more industries than I've worked in. And so you've pivoted several times throughout your career. I read a stat somewhere that, like, the average person changes careers like 7 times. That's probably true for entrepreneurs as well. They're changing business models multiple times throughout their career. So anyway, is there anything you want to add to the introduction here on this topic of help just kind of set the stage before we dive into some specific kind of questions that people can ask themselves to help grow through all of this?
Yeah. And I think one of the traits of an entrepreneur and a successful business owner is the ability to adapt to the changes and to assume that just because something works today, that it's going to still be working, you know, a month from now or a year from now or, you know, 5 years from now is, I think, a recipe for disaster. So a couple things is that you need to kind of keep your eye on the future and where things are going to end up. And also, how do we adapt to how things are today? And, you know, interesting, looking back in January, we were not yet predicting what we were doing today. And we had gone through all of our strategic planning for the year, and we had our plans. Those plans, fortunately, are still happening, just in a slightly different way, because in February and March, we needed to adapt. A great example is that a big part of our plan, marketing plan, was going to be speaking at live events, holding a live workshop once a month. And we had to very quickly decide, okay, that is completely off the table, probably for the year. We'll revisit in 2021, but what are we going to do now? And so we had to make the decision to go with more online events, to move up the timeline on some of our plans to do some online training and courses and things, and also to help our clients shift as well, because many of them were getting their clients through events as well. And so how do you now shift into online? And so that's created an opportunity for many, and it's still a challenge for some. And it's something that this is where the creativity comes in. And so, you know, what you can't do as an entrepreneur is get stuck in here's how it used to be, or I wish it still was, because unfortunately, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, is how it was is never going to be again. There's going to be a new normal out of all of this. And I think a very positive thing, the pivots and the shifts you're going to have to make are going to be for the better. Absolutely. They're going to make it easier for you in the long run.
And this is one of the big advantages that being an entrepreneur has, or being being a marketer has, is a level of control that a lot of people don't have. There's some people that are pretty powerless right now. They had one skill set, one job that they've maybe been laid off from, may never even get to go back to, and their only source of income is now gone. But those of us that have businesses, we have a target market that we serve, and we have the freedom to ask ourselves the question, how can we better serve that market, or how can we change how we serve that market? We have all these levers we can pull on. We can change the lever of what we charge. We can change the lever of how we sell. We can change the lever of where we're getting attention for our business. We can change the lever of what products or services we want to offer them. We have all these variables that we get to experiment with and we get to control. And so I think to retreat into fear right now and scarcity right now is not a good idea if you're in business, because you can find a way to adapt through all of this. You can find a way to thrive. And we're going to share a few questions to ask yourself, like now and at any point in the future, if something like this happens again, if you know you're affected in some way that's beyond your control, the first question to ask is, okay, well, what's actually happening right now? Make sure you're in tune with what is the change that's taking place in the market. Maybe it's something drastic like the pandemic we're facing right now, but maybe it's like a technological change or something a little less life-threatening to people. But start with the awareness of just acknowledge what's actually happening. Don't attach any emotion to it. Just look at it objectively, like what do you see happening in your industry or in your market right now? And then as the follow-up to that, ask yourself, how are people reacting to that event? You try not to react. Again, sit back, be objective, try to stay calm, but pay attention to how the majority of the population that's affected by whatever the event is, how are they responding to it? What's the reaction? So right now, there's a couple of events. Like Chuck, let's touch on some of the realities here that people are facing. Like there's millions of people laid off right now. There's probably millions of businesses that have had to close their doors, certainly hundreds of thousands of businesses. I haven't found an exact stat on this. And so that's a reality. People aren't traveling. Like what are the restrictions that are occurring right now? Okay, people aren't traveling. People are staying home. A lot of businesses are closed. A lot of people are laid off. That's like four realities. Chuck, am I missing anything? What else is happening that we've observed?
Well, the other thing is live events, seminars, conferences, which the type of clients that we work with tend to use a lot of in order to get clients. So this is where, you know, you have to look at what's currently happening, but also what's not happening. What's not happening that I used to be able to rely on to get business and clients, but also how are others in my industry starting to adapt? What are they starting to do? Because the pivots are already happening. Guaranteed there's someone in your industry who has already chosen a path, started to figure things out, and to really pay attention. What are others doing? Forget about what's not happening right now, because that's not even an option right now. Focus on what is happening and choose your next move.
That was the second question, is how are people responding? And so what we're seeing right now is literally a wave of tens of millions, certainly in North America, but probably now hundreds of millions of people globally that are shifting online. They're stuck at home. As long as they have an internet connection and a computer, they want to participate in the marketplace. They got to provide for their families. They got to work. So the shift is really in the technology that allows people to participate in capitalism using the internet. So that's the response that we're seeing, a response that millions of people are demonstrating right now. Because of that response, and this is the next question you want to ask as this, as part of this framework here, is what are they now doing? Like, what are they now committed to doing? What are they now prioritizing? Because all of a sudden, the answer to that question produces incredible demand, like incredible demand for certain things. So in our space, in the online marketing space, all of these speakers, trainers, coaches, consultants, event organizers, they've all got expertise. They all, you know, teach and train as part of their business model. Guess what's on their to-do list right now? Course creation, podcast launch, write that book that they've been wanting to write for several years, start that YouTube channel they've been meaning to start, create more video content, finally finish that webinar. Like, there's this long list of things that's now on their showing up on their calendar as their priority list. In fact, even moving up their calendar, like it was something they wanted to do a few months from now, and now it's like they're working on it this week. Mm-hmm. Type of a thing. Is there anything I missed, Chuck? Like, what are some of the activities that we're seeing show up in the calendars of entrepreneurs because of this shift?
Yeah, well, you mentioned, you know, the big ones like online courses. And this is usually not a decision that was made a week ago. This was something that people, especially the people we work with, have been wanting to do for a while. And like you said, their timeline has now been moved up. And so their hand has actually been forced a little bit in terms of, hey, this is something I wanted to do later, sometime in the future. Now I'm doing it now because for whatever reason, the time wasn't right before. But now that I'm not able to do things the way I was doing before, now is the time. And we're seeing that too with a lot of online marketing things. So working with a client right now who primarily would get new clients from local speaking events, going to meetups, and speaking at seminars and schools and community centers and all of that. And there was always this plan to get clients online because, you know, as anyone who has done the public speaking thing knows, it can get very exhausting, especially if you're doing multiple presentations a week. It's a very tiring thing to do. I used to have to fly all over the world doing events. And believe me, you know, it really does wear you down after a while.
Looks good on Instagram, but it's exhausting, man.
Oh, it looks fantastic on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is that it's really hard to sustain. And most people that I know who are also speakers and have done the flying around the globe thing doing events is there's that desire to shift into, you know, getting clients in an easier way. Mm-hmm. And in more recent times, you know, it's how can I get them online? How can I get clients coming to me? And so now we're seeing kind of a resurrection of webinar funnels, self-assessment funnels, and things like this, where now we're getting clients in a new way, because where before we could get their attention through events, now, where do we get their attention? Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, Google, YouTube, mm-hmm. LinkedIn. This is where, you know, the people who were at work or the people who were at events are now spending most of their time online. So you got to meet them where they're at.
Yep. And in many cases, you've got no choice. Like, if you lost your only source of clients or revenue, your back is against the wall. You literally have to find a new way to reach your market, get their attention, and convince them to buy from you. So when you have observed what people are now doing, and again, we're coming from the lens of digital marketing, online marketing, entrepreneurship, that's kind of our space. But in any industry, you can ask these questions. Okay, what are people are doing now? What are they prioritizing as a result of whatever event created change in their priorities? Once you have that answer, for us, you know, the answer is create courses, create webinars, build your audience on social, like all that stuff that's happening online. For you, it might be different. But then ask the question, okay, what are those people who now have a certain priority, something that they're trying to do? What do they need to succeed? What will help them? Is it a certain product? Is it a certain software? Is it coaching or consulting or guidance? I know in my wife's industry, for sure, early childhood educator, she was running, she started a workshop business. And a couple months into being full-time in her workshop business, all the in-person workshops are getting canceled. What does she have to do? Pivot, deliver those workshops online. And there's a bunch of facilitators in her industry that have no idea how to do that. So she's like now balancing her time between doing online workshops to serve her clients, but also providing some support to other workshop facilitators and like letting them come and watch her session and see how she does it, and creating collaborations and creating relationships with other people that need help. You can do the same thing. Ask yourself, what are the things that people now need help with because of the thing that they're prioritizing or they've decided that they need to do? And that's where you find the opportunity. Like if you have a product or a service, or you can quickly launch a product or service to fulfill that need, it's an easy yes. It's an easy yes when you're having a conversation with somebody. They've already committed to getting something done, but there's parts of that process they need help with. You come in and offer to help. It's a no-brainer. And so that might require you create different products or services. If you don't have the time or resources to pull that off, just go find a company that already has it. You know, sign up for their affiliate program and like introduce them to the market that you serve, until you eventually do have your own product or service to offer that market. But that is one of the biggest struggles a lot of people have right now, is how do I get clients right now? If budgets are shrinking all over the place, the answer is you find the thing that they're prioritizing right now and you sell them what helps them accomplish that priority. If you're trying to sell something that's like, oh, nice to have, or, you know, we wanted to do that, but now we don't want to do that anymore, that's a hard sell. If you want to get the easy yeses and you know, get back to bringing in more revenue, more customers, just figure out what's the easy yes. You know, what's the thing that it's a no-brainer offer that you can provide to your market based on what they need to succeed right now. Chuck, is there anything you want to add to that?
I think that this is a great time, because what's happening in your industry is that everyone's trying to figure it out. And if you've already figured something out, you have an opportunity to become sort of the leader of leaders in your industry. And by the way, there's room for more than one leader. So even if you Google something, or if you see it on Facebook or LinkedIn that somebody else is already doing that, that's confirmation. Go do that same thing in your own way. I mean, the industry presumably is large enough for several of you to be going out there and helping the others in this industry to make their pivots. And, you know, this is some people that we're working with as well, is that they see the opportunity and an opportunity to reposition what they're doing in a new way. And now to serve the industry that is trying to figure some stuff out, there's a tremendous value in that, in the sense that businesses are not able to operate until they've implemented their pivots. And so why not go and position yourself as the leader? And we're starting to do this more and more. We're collaborating with other agencies. In fact, I'm not sure if we could even handle all the business we could possibly get by some of the partnerships that we have in place, because there's just so much of it. It's such a big, you know, a big opportunity. And the thing I'll say is, because a lot of people, when I suggest this, go, well, why would I help my competitors? Well, I actually don't believe in competition. I always believe in how can we connect with other agencies, other people in our industry? How can we connect and find ways to collaborate and do things together and add value to each other's business? And I think that's the real way to recession-proof. And together, everyone achieves more. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but it's so true. And, you know, our business, I mean, I would say, you know, probably 80% of it right now is coming from collaborations, and a smaller from our own marketing and our own promotions.
Yeah, I think now more than ever, having that abundance mentality and that collaborative mentality is important. I know that it's hard. I know that there's a lot of businesses contracting right now. And so it's easy to get roped into that scarce thinking of, you know, just worrying about how you're going to survive. But this will pass. And like all things, everything is temporary. And holding on to the abundance and collaborative mindset, I think in the long run is the better approach to have. Because like Chuck said, right now, most of our business is just coming from referral partners and collaborations right now. Like, we're not even spending a ton of money on marketing right now. And we're legitimately concerned that we might not be able to handle as many clients as are coming our way. So we're hiring, like we're hiring right now. Chuck's been interviewing several people every week so that we can give more work to people. And I feel tremendously blessed that like we're in that position to say yes to clients that are being sent to us and to create work for other people, because there's millions of people right now that are hungry for work. And on the topic of pivoting, Chuck and I have been, you know, working behind the scenes to plan to create an online course to teach like this content marketing process that we do for clients, to teach it to others. And part of the reason that we're doing that is because there's more businesses out there that need that help than we could possibly work with directly. And so going back to your point of worrying about competition, like there's no point worrying about it, because even if you have so many competitors, some people will naturally want to work with you and some won't. And having that scarce mentality of trying to hoard everyone for yourself, it just makes no sense. It's like, I don't read one book about leadership. I've read like 10 or 20 of them. So does that mean those authors of those books shouldn't talk to each other and shouldn't collaborate because they're competing for me? No, it's like I can go to more than one person or more than one business for help with something. So I think that having that scarce competition mindset really, really won't help you right now. I think what's going to help lift everybody up is doing what you can to keep exchanges of value happening between you, between other people in your industry. Like, let's just all figure out how we can help each other and how we can all get through it together.
Yeah. And that's just it. And what if all of those leaders did collaborate? What if they all did come together and get on the same page? Like you said, you know, a lot of what stops that from happening is the scarcity mindset, that idea that there isn't enough for everyone. And in reality, there's more than enough for everyone. And also, what else is possible? When we collaborate in a new way, when we take the best of what each other has to offer and bring that out in a new way. And, you know, some of the best things that I've seen over the last couple of years are those types of collaborations. And so I never look at someone as a competitor, you know, and maybe it's part of my role in the business development, but I'm always looking at, you know, someone else in our industry. The very first question in my mind is, how can I add value to them? And it's not how can they add value to me. That I trust will get figured out in the process. But I always think about how can I add value to them? And then I start formulating my approach in terms of how I'm going to communicate that. But when you have that mindset of trying to benefit others, that's when it comes back to you, you know, 10x. And we're seeing that too, in Tyler, in some of the collaborations that we've been able to, you know, generate in the last 6 months or so.
Yeah, for sure. I think we'll wrap up there. And the message that we want to leave you with is that regardless of what's happening in the world or in the market, as an entrepreneur or even inside of a business, if you're working inside of somebody else's company, you have an opportunity to pull on a lot of levers, and like you have more control than you probably realize. And so just ask those questions of, okay, what's actually happening right now? How are people responding? What are they now prioritizing or committed to doing? How could you help them? Like, what is it that they need? And can you provide a product or service to them? Or can you introduce them to somebody that can help them? And if you just keep that framework at the back of your mind, anytime you're dealing with uncertainty or changes or challenging times, you have a really good chance of being able to lean on your own creativity to get through it. Like, answer those questions, see what you come up with. I promise you, you have things are more optimistic for you than you might realize. So we hope this was helpful. We appreciate your time. And if you have any questions, like if you're in the middle of a pivot and you want to bounce some ideas off of us, or you have some questions, or if there's any way we can help you, don't be shy. Just reach out. Chuck and I would both be happy to chat. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence on Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.